Track 10, Final News Stories. Folk Festival marks 25th anniversary. Tynmouth streets will be alive with the sound of music, bells and clashing sticks later this month as the town celebrates the 25th anniversary of its annual folk festival. A host of talented singers, musicians and dancers will converge on Tynmouth over the weekend of June the 20th to the 22nd for the event, which this year, for the first time, boasts the addition of a fringe festival. The Tynmouth Folk Festival lineup includes artists such as the BBC Folk Award-winning duo Nancy Kerr and James Fagan, along with the Rosie Hood Band. Tynmouth Folk Festival has always prided itself on providing free entertainment, and this year is no exception. Over the weekend, the Triangle Stage will feature acts including the Dilly Boys, Tynmouth Youth Choir, Rypen, and the Out of Tuners. Meanwhile, more than 30 Morris and traditional dance sides will be performing in a variety of styles around the town. Folk Fests will also be treated to performances from festival favourites, the City of Plymouth Pipe Band, who will be returning with their stirring repertoire. If the folk action inspires you to have a go, there are plenty of informal sessions and workshops taking place throughout the weekend, including a free workshop for young people held by the Devon Youth Folk Ensemble. There's also the chance to get up and take part with the family Cayley on the Sunday afternoon. The brand new Fringe Festival will be based at the Folk Preservation Society headquarters on 4 Street and will host small, intimate performances, a maker's market and a talk and a film about contemporary folklore. Full details and tickets for the Tynmouth Folk Festival are available from the festival's website or follow the Tynmouth Folk Festival Facebook page.
And another festival. New discoveries and unique creations celebrate Craft Festival's 21 years. Bobby Tracy's award-winning Craft Festival pulled in the crowds at Millmarsh Park in the town last weekend as it celebrated its 21st anniversary. Despite unseasonal June downpours, on the second day, the three-day festival proved to be as popular as ever, with visitors flocking to the event. From felting to lobster pot making and ceramics to traditional paint making demonstrations, the festival featured 200 professional makers and businesses, each one chosen for their quality and originality. Alongside the exhibitors ran a series of craft workshops for adults, free craft activities for children, talks, plus film screenings in the world's smallest cinema, and all accompanied by a soundtrack of live music and delicious street food by local specialists. And this is accompanied by lots and lots of photographs, including the smallest cinema in the world, Isabella the Storyteller, and the people sitting in the rain, and potters, and it all looked jolly good.
New blend for a cup of teen tea. A Dawlish tea blender has launched a new product inspired by the River Teen and its estuary. Teen Tea is the latest blend offered by South Devon Teas. The floral, organic, loose-leaf green tea with a hint of sea breeze is described as a celebration of the local landscape in every sip. It's light, fresh and subtly coastal, like a walk along the estuary in bloom, added Simon Dolly from South Devon Teas. Made by hand, Teen Tea combines smooth, centre green tea from the Anhui province with Devon-harvested dulse seaweed and a scattering of rose petals, cornflowers, chamomile, calendula and heather. The result is a light, clean cup with an elegant balance of land and sea, grounding and uplifting in equal measure, said a spokesman from South Devon Teas.
Heritage Centre celebrates Alice. The founder of a Tynmouth Community Centre has been celebrated at the Teen Heritage Centre ahead of the 30th anniversary of her death next month. Alice Cross, BEM, devoted her life to caring for others. She established what is now known as the Alice Cross Centre to ensure that nobody in the town should feel lonely or forgotten. An exhibition into Alice's life at the Teen Heritage Centre last month culminated in the presentation of her legacy and how the Alice Cross Centre is adapting to survive. I am certain that Alice Cross visited Teen Heritage Centre, commented Viv Wilson, MBE, after the presentation. Her spirit was certainly there as the packed house heard about her life, family, work and dreams of supporting Tynmouth's elderly population.
Sheldon Play Park's new Willow Wigwam. A living wigwam is a new feature in Sheldon's upgraded play park. The play park on King George V was reopened earlier this year after a £100,000 makeover and is proving popular with youngsters. Now, the Living Willow Wigwam and the new pollinator-attracting trees and plants have been funded by gas company Wales and West Utilities. The £1,000 donation is designed to boost the ecosystem in the area and is part of Wales and West Utilities' commitment to improve the areas in which it works and help improve local biodiversity. The donation was linked to a recent £500,000 investment project which saw gas pipes across the village upgraded to keep the gas flowing. Wales and West Utilities' donation has supported the planting of pollinators, boosting and providing a diverse ecosystem that benefits local pollinating insects and animals. The Living Willow Wigwam is also aesthetically and environmentally beneficial, offering a pleasant space for community enjoyment, imaginative play and a connection with nature. Councillor Joe Cumbly, Chairman of the Play Park Committee at Sheldon Parish Council, commented, "We are very grateful to Wales and West Utilities for their interest in our renovation of the Children's Play Park in Sheldon and for their very generous donation, which enabled us to enhance the natural environment in the park and to make it an even more beautiful place for children and their families to enjoy together." Louise Alfarizi, Wales and West Utilities' first line manager, said, "We were working in the Ringmore area for some time, and it was through this project that we built a relationship with Joe Cumbly at Sheldon Parish Council. We were so impressed with the renovation of the play park that when we were approached about supporting the biodiversity of that area, we were only too happy to help."
Fashion show raises £1,000. A charity fashion show in Newton Abbott raised £1,000 for the Donkey Sanctuary. Austin's department store saw 70 people enjoy a fashion show highlighting the latest looks from brands in the shop. The raffle included a host of prizes donated by Austin's. Half of the ticket price went to the charity. Event organiser Cheska manager Christine Llewellyn said, "I've previously hosted shows for Cheska within Austin's, but this time wanted the whole store to be involved. We came up with the idea, as I know Nicola Ireland from the Sanctuary, and thought what a wonderful way to raise funds and have a great show. Guests enjoyed a non-prosecco and a donkey cupcake as they watched 16 models showcase looks from brands."